Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Steve Herbert, who is the chairman and CEO of USA Technology. Steve, thanks for joining me today.
Karen, thank you for having me.
So we're here to talk specifically about a really exciting announcement that was made just a couple of weeks ago with respect to USA Technologies, which for everyone's benefit is a leader in the unattended retail space, and Apple Pay. And the announcement had to do with the national rollout of Apple Pay to your 200,000 merchant locations. So first of all, congratulations. And second of all, tell us about this announcement. How did it happen? What merchant locations are we talking about? And what does this do to the business?
Well, thanks, Karen. It is indeed an exciting time for our company, and we believe an exciting time for the payment industry in terms of Apple and Apple Pay's impact or potential impact on the payment industry. The locations that we brought to the what we call the merchant portfolio for Apple Pay are right in the main wheelhouse of our business, and that's in self-serve retail or unattended retail. Those locations include things like vending machines, parking, kiosks, commercial laundry, and they're located in many, many places. There's a certain ubiquity associated with the locations that our customers operate. They're everywhere, colleges and universities, airports, corporate campuses, amusement parks, factories, military bases. So I can't speak for Apple directly, but I believe one of the things that they were very interested in is the fact that there's a ubiquity associated with our customer base. And one point further, that consumers typically visit these locations, for instance, a vending machine in a workplace, multiple times a day. So that's really how it came about. Those are the types of locations that we're focused on, in our work with Apple Pay.
So, Steve, it assumes that these unattended retail locations are already NFC-enabled, so these vending machines are, or parking stations are already capable of enabling an NFC transaction?
That's correct, Karen. We began to invest in NFC infrastructure and contactless payment infrastructure about a decade ago. And so we've built out what we believe it's probably the single largest footprint operated by a single entity of locations that can take, it's NFC-based mobile payment. But that's a long-winded answer to your question. Yes, they're NFC-enabled.
Great. Now, is this something that you believe, and I know it's still early days, will drive incremental revenue as a result of having an Apple Pay payment method available to consumers to use at your merchant establishments?
Well, yes, we actually have some fairly hard data on the impact of mobile payment, particularly in unattended retail. As you know, we've done work with SoftCard for a number of years and have close to 100,000 locations with them that not only accept mobile payment, but handle loyalty. And we've been taking Apple Pay transactions for some time. And one of the things that we've learned that our customers are most interested in or very interested in is the fact that a mobile payment transaction on average has an average ticket of 15% greater than a typical credit or debit transaction.
Wow.
So that's a hard piece of data that we're putting in front of customers now. And in addition to other benefits, that come with things like Apple Pay, that 15% incremental bump for a mobile-based purchase is an encouraging piece of data.
I'll say that's a really good sales testament to the strength of enabling mobile payment, and I know Apple Pay in particular in this case, for the merchant locations that are part of your network. Where do you see usage being more concentrated? Do you have enough data to say it's at this type of establishment versus another?
Well, currently, I believe we have that data. There are certain, we have relationships with the two companies that I just mentioned on the mobile side. And it's information that we want to get out to the marketplace. we essentially need to agree with those parties that it's information that we want to put out.
Gotcha. I tried.
Well, yes, indeed. And just like, I will say this, taking your question a step back into cashless, for instance, cashless payment availability, which is still in its early days, just credit and debit. Yeah, I mentioned that our customers' locations are ubiquitous. We track what we call 52 different sub-channels, and it's really very interesting. You know, an example of a sub-channel might be a military base or a mall or a retail location, and the usage there can sometimes vary wildly. On some military bases, usage of credit and debit versus cash, when the consumer or military personnel has a choice, credit and debit is 80% of purchases.
Wow. Right? Wow.
So I think what we'll find in the market is that there's a significant, you know, based upon demographics, et cetera, there's a significant difference in percentage of transactions that are, for instance, mobile versus credit debit versus cash.
Gotcha. Let's talk a little bit about loyalty. You mentioned this just a few minutes ago, and I know at least as Apple Pay exists today, may not always be this way, but today, Apple Pay is really just about the act of payment. How do the offerings that you enable as part of your holistic solution in this environment complement what Apple Pay enables with respect to payment?
Well, I absolutely love that question. You know, first I'll say, I think you and I know, and others close to mobile payment know, the real value in terms of the value chain, all the way from the consumer to someone essentially handling a payment, the real value in mobile payment and some of the exciting things that can be done are not necessarily the payment, but for instance, the opportunity to get closer to the consumer. And yeah, we've created an infrastructure and a program in order for our customers to get closer to the consumer. We call that MORE. And it's not only a loyalty program, but it's a program whereby our customers can have location-based offers pushed to consumers. They can have discounts pushed to consumers. They can promote products in specific locations for consumers. And this is an infrastructure that we've built out. It's something that we're actually using in our work with SoftCard right now and delivering to those, you know, some 85 to 100,000 locations, both mobile payment and loyalty. So we believe we're very much ahead of the curve in terms of being able to add to something like Apple Pay the ability to bring those exciting things to consumers, loyalty being one of them, but I think consumers might value more based on the research we've looked at and where loyalty is sort of headed in as a category in general. Consumers might be more interested in some of the more forward-looking things like location-based offers.
I think that makes a lot of sense, especially in this segment where I think that could drive a lot of awareness and usage of the various sub-channels of your merchant footprint. Let's talk a little bit about the future and where you see this technology being mobile and specifically Apple Pay. Where do you see it evolving over the next year with respect to your segment of the market?
Well, first of all, what we would like to do, and I don't think this would differ in any way from what Apple would like to do, we're interested in driving additional merchant locations for not only our company, but for Apple Pay. You know, we see an expansion of merchant locations. And in addition to that, we're going to work very hard to move some of the, you know, what we talked about a moment ago, some of the value-added services that a consumer, that might generate consumer excitement and further adoption of things like Apple Pay, you know, such as offers through our MORE program. So in a nutshell, we see driving merchant locations and driving adoption as one key thing that will happen over the next year. And we believe, and, you know, of course, we don't know all of Apple's plans in this regard, but I personally find it hard to believe that they wouldn't have a very compelling vision for some sort of loyalty and offer-based scheme. And the way that we're positioned nicely for that is we've built out the whole infrastructure for it. It doesn't have to be called More. I would think that a program with the Apple brand on it might have a little more traction than ours, just to guess.
Maybe just a little, but only a little, Steve. It's an exciting space, and I think we've spoken in the past about the opportunity that unattended retail really presents overall, and USA Technologies is really well positioned to take advantage of that, and clearly with the Apple Pay announcement, that forward momentum is only accelerating. So I appreciate the opportunity to get a little bit more insight from you about the announcement, what it means for the market, what it means for USA Technologies and in the future. Thanks very much.
Very good. Thank you, Karen. It was very nice to talk to you today.
Thank you.